You know who to call, what to do, what you got, what to do. Is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression. Unsigned, treated with profession. Inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it say, yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted. If you really ready, say, yeah. If you really ready, say, yeah. You know, you know.
Yo, 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 it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. Welcome to Get Lifted Radio. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida. As always, I appreciate every single last individual who continues to support Get Lifted Radio, also Get Lifted Entertainment, the company as a whole. Appreciate you guys for the retweets on our Twitter. Appreciate the support on our Instagram platforms as well. If you're not following us already, please do so at Get Lifted Radio on Instagram. If you're on Twitter, we're GetLifted_radio on Twitter. And if you haven't checked out our website, please do so, GetLiftedEntertainment.com. You can advertise with us there. Website features, if you need product reviews, such as video reviews, song reviews, etc., please don't hesitate to submit right there on our website, GetLiftedEntertainment.com. Also, if you're any artist or if you know of any artists that are indie artists, they're looking to get in rotation here on Tuesday nights, please visit the website, getliftedentertainment.com/radioplay, and we'll definitely get your track in rotation. Also, as well as making sure that we continue to support you throughout your journey on Twitter, Instagram. So we do have a forum there where you can provide us with all that information so that we can stay connected beyond just having one rotation here on our platform. Tonight's guest is Sharika Powell. She is Sharika Powell, P-O-W-E-L. She's an author, motivational speaker, as well as a podcaster. So very excited to have her as a guest. This year, I decided that I wanted to branch out and make sure that I reach out to individuals outside of the music realm. Because Get Lifted Radio is a platform for all aspiring individuals. So if you know anybody that is looking to be heard, this is definitely a platform for them. They can visit GetLiftedEntertainment.com and submit for an interview request there. If they have a commercial for their brand, they can also submit there or a song as well. So with no further ado, we're going to bring in our guest after we play this song right here. Our first track of the night is by Kenyon Martin. He's an indie artist, R&B, hip-hop out of Atlanta. He is a native of North Carolina. However, he's been pretty busy. You can check him out on Twitter at Kenyon Martin, K-E-E-Y-E-N, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, as well as Instagram and Twitter. This track right here is titled Suitcase, and you can get that on iTunes. Here we go right here on Get Lifted Radio.
Live living this way.
That's why I'm packing
my suitcase.
I'm only taking
what I need.
The world is waiting for me.
I won't sit home any longer.
Just
outside, enough hunger.
And I should be making a difference.
I know I'm telling the truth.
Wasted potential is the death of me.
It's as plain as a dead man who lives.
Cause the words live on. My suitcase. I'm gonna make a difference. Not gonna walk in ignorance. Make the world listen. I'ma leave an imprint.
You.
They gon' know I'm here. The world is gonna be my stage.
And when I'm long gone,
they can talk about me.
They gon' read about me.
I'm gonna leave a legacy.
A legacy.
Yes, you and me. Gonna make history.
This is the potential. Is the death of me.
Suitcase by Kenyon Martin. You can follow him on Twitter at Kenyon Martin, KeyenMartin. Also on Instagram, as well as checking him out on iTunes to purchase that single that we just played titled Suitcase. I stated earlier that our guest was a motivational speaker, author, and podcaster. From Canada. I'm super excited to actually have a guest that isn't from the U.S. This is my first guest from outside of the United States. So this is a proud moment for me and the supporters and the platform here at Get Lifted Radio. So with no further ado, we're going to bring our guest, Ms. Sharika Powell, on the line. Welcome to Get Lifted Radio. How are you this evening?
Thank you so much for having me on the show. And it's awesome that I'm your first Canadian, so that's great.
Yes, yes. That means everybody's growing. That means you're growing. So, you know, I'm super excited to have you as a guest. I'm a little nervous because this is my first time having a motivational speaker on the platform. Mm. And most people that tune in to Turn Up Tuesdays, that's what it is. We turn up on Tuesdays. So.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it's very refreshing to have a different guest coming from a different walk of life.
Yeah. Change
looking
is good.
Forward to what you have to share. So for those that don't know who you are, please take a second to just introduce yourself.
Yeah, sure. So as you said, I am hailing from Canada. I'm just outside of Toronto, and I am a motivational speaker. I'm a podcaster. I run a podcast. I created one actually called Women Unchained Radio. I'm also a mom, wife to as well, and I've got two sons. And I'm also just finished taping the first season. I'm a talk show host for Rogers TV out here in Canada called, the show is called Women on the Rise. So I'm doing that as well.
Wow.
And I hope I did not let her forget anything. Motivational speaker, podcaster, Rogers TV talk show host. Oh, and my baby, that's my third baby coming out, is my book that I've been working on for the last 4 years, A Woman Unchained, Breaking the Silence of Childhood Sexual Abuse, A Warrior's Journey.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Now, since you have listed all of your caps, pretty much, you definitely have, I'm sure, a busy schedule. How do you find time to balance all of that? Like, I have a hard time balancing a little bit that I have going on, but you definitely have a lot more going on than I do.
You know what? When I say it out like that, when I roll it out, I'm like, okay, yeah, Sharika, you got a lot going on now, girl. And you know, a lot of my girlfriends are like, Sharika, do you sleep? And I said, you know what? Yes, I do sleep, but the time that I am, you know, up and I have the same 24 hours as everybody else does, but I choose to pursue what I call passion work. These are my passion projects, and I choose to pursue these. So it's not even like work. It's just like passion, you know, that drives all of the things that I'm doing.
Right. That's awesome. That's awesome. And I like the way that you put it. It's not work. It's passion driven. So therefore, it's one of those things where you're doing what you have to do to make it happen for what it is that you want for longevity.
Exactly. Just like what you're doing with your platform too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. This has been a long, you know, I decided, Get Lifted Radio will be 3 years old next month.
Wow. And amazing. Nice.
Yeah. Before I decided it took me a whole year to even step out of my shell to even want to do something like this, because this is definitely out of the norm for me, but I'm glad that I have explored this particular medium and have this avenue here for individuals, because I'm getting to meet great people such as yourself. So it's all worth it.
Exactly. So it's all worth it. Right. Exactly.
So, you know, I was reading your bio and, you know, just paying attention to your social media platforms. And I do see that your journey is basically, in a nutshell, about motivating and uplifting others. You know, what caused you, or how did you come to a decision that you wanted to put yourself in that quote-unquote limelight of being a motivational speaker?
Yeah, you know, it's not something that I just woke up and said, yep, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm going to be, and start to share my journey and my story. Really, I think it found me. As I said before, I am a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. And for a very, very long time, I had no one motivating me or inspiring me while I was going through my difficult times with my journey and, just removing the shame and removing the guilt and that a lot of survivors, do carry. And I just felt like my story, my journey could benefit someone else if I decided to find the courage and find the strength to talk about it and to be transparent and to share. And I didn't do it on my own strength, definitely not. I believe in a higher power. I believe in God. And I think that he walked with me through this whole journey to give me the strength to share so candidly with the world, because my book is coming out and that's going to be available worldwide. And I feel like, I'm glad that I did, because the book hasn't even come out yet. And I'm already getting, positive responses from people on Facebook and all over the world. They're like, wow, we can't wait for it to come out. And, you've inspired me to come out and talk about my story too, because I've seen that you've been so courageous. So yeah, it's been, a journey that is not my own. Like, yes, I am the catapult. I'm speaking about it. I'm talking about it. But it's so much bigger than me. It's about me reaching out to all these other women out there in the world who feel like they have no voice, and they're looking to me like, wow, she can share. So can I.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like there's individuals that surround us that want to share and speak up on certain. It could be social issues. It could be something personally going on with them. And not until someone such as yourself steps up and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to share my story. I don't know how people are going to react to this. And, that's
right.
Not really my concern. My concern is to share
right.
my story so that other people aren't afraid to share their story. And so
exactly.
I think that people such as yourself are very important, because without individuals like you who aren't afraid to speak up and speak on certain issues that many are closed mouth about, it's just helping in the cycle. So,
right. In the
cycle
of,
that's
the whole thing, breaking the silence of this topic, because still to this day, we're in 2016 and it's still a taboo topic,
Right.
It's still a topic that nobody wants to really touch with a 10-foot pole. And it's a tough one. I know it is. But the more we have platforms like this and share and talk, the more healing can begin.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So, outside of your family and, your husband, your kids, what else inspires you to continue on? I would have to assume that everyone going through and on a journey and trying to just transform into being a better individual or to accomplish certain milestones within their journey, there are challenges, So when you face
yeah.
those challenges, what's the inspiration that you look to?
When I face those challenges, the inspiration that I look to get me through is I come to prayer and I come to my knees. That's where I go. That gives me the drive and the pull and the push and the will to just, face the world and be fearless and feel the fear and do it anyway. That's where I get all my confidence from, for sure, to get through. That's my power source.
Your faith.
Oh, yeah, big time. Because if I tried to do all the things that I'm doing on my own strength, girl, let me tell you, I would have gave up a long time ago. I would have gave up a long time ago. I'd be like, I'm tired. You know, really and truly, I'm being honest, you know, and I'm just like, you know what? There's something driving this whole force right now, and it's something that's bigger than me. It's much, much bigger than me. The picture is much, much larger than me, and I'm getting outside of myself, you know, and realizing the task at hand. So, yeah, when the challenges come, which they will, you know, pursuing a passion is, and I'm sure you know this as well, it's not easy.
No.
It really isn't.
It's nothing
because you're
like
going against the grain most of the time. Sorry?
I said it's nothing like what we see on Love and Hip Hop.
No. No, not at all. No, it's not. It's a grind. It's a hustle. It's tough. And you got to dig deep. And for me to get through this definitely has had to be the ultimate power source. It has to be God to get through it, to go to the next level when I feel like my feet weigh, you know, 1,000 pounds and I can't go another step. Well, okay. You know what? God's got me. Sharika, keep going. Keep going. Keep moving because there's a bigger picture at hand.
Definitely. So when people ask you, you know, I'll just say this. How do you describe your journey to an individual?
Wow. It's been, I describe it in a lot of ways, but my journey has just, it's been a rugged road. It's been extremely challenging. I've had to face difficult challenges at a very young age, and that changes you. You know, going through something like that at such a young age. So I've had to deal with obstacles and challenges from a very young age, and it's been a difficult, winding road. In the beginning, but definitely where I couldn't make, like, if someone told me that this is the way it's going to be right now, this is where you're going to be, these are the platforms that you're going to be seeking, you know, this is what's going to be happening, and you're going to turn something that was meant to destroy you and turn it around for the good, I would have been like, yeah, sure, I'm not doing that. Yeah, right. You know?
Right.
So
right.
It's definitely been something that's been a winding road, a difficult path, but it's turned out at this point in present time to be something that is blessed. It's a blessed journey. It's something for sure that is a blessed journey at this time.
So were you, at a young age, were you able to speak up about the abuse that you were experiencing? Okay.
Definitely not. I was told, and a lot of, and when you do, a lot of people who have gone through, you know, various different kinds of adversities and abuse and things like that, but this particular one, sexual abuse, you are told a lot of the times to be silent, right? And you learn that from a very young age, that whatever's happening, whatever's going on, you know, you better be quiet about it, and it's your fault. So you bring that with you everywhere you go. Yeah, so definitely it was not something that I could talk about, and I kept it to myself for a very long time up until my young adulthood.
That was going to be my next question is...
Oh, okay.
You know, no, that's fine. That's fine that you answered it, but that definitely was going to be my next question is, you know, when were you able to finally come to a point where you even felt comfortable enough to speak on the situation?
Yeah. So it was definitely in my early 20s, around like 1920, around that time, 2021. That's when the weight of it was pulling me down, really, and I couldn't be silent about it anymore. So at that point in time, I decided to tell certain family members, and then the weight started to lift, and I started to feel like I could breathe. So, yeah, that's when I did.
So have you experienced any family members that may have turned their back against you when you were coming out and speaking your truth?
At that time in my life, no. I didn't experience it to my face anyways. And even if I did, I would have been like, anyways, that's your issue. I'm saying what I want to say. I've been silent for so long. You're not going to shut me up.
Right.
Right? So I definitely spoke my truth and I spoke it loud. Yeah.
So what advice, you know, would you have for any parent or any person that may be listening that maybe experiences or have gone through this or know someone that is and that person is afraid to come forward? Like, how do you, what type of advice would you give?
There's so many things because it's such an individual case-by-case process, you know, within the individual person. But I can only speak for what would have worked for me. I didn't have anybody to lean on or to talk to during that time or to be comfortable to share. So if you can, you know, find someone that you trust to share something like this that has happened, you know, do that because we're taught to be silent. And this is why this keeps happening, because we're taught to not talk and to just stuff it inside and to keep it in, and nobody wants to hear this, you know. So if you can find someone that you trust, definitely, you know, when the time is right, when you are ready, talk to someone who's non-judgmental and will be a listening ear for you. For sure. And definitely what helped me as well is to seek counseling. So again, when you're ready, definitely get in touch with local agencies in your area and definitely do some kind of counseling, because that really helped for me. And if you know, if a parent is out there and they know that their child has been abused, you know, I didn't have this either. I didn't have a parent when I was going through it, I didn't have anyone to talk to. Believe that child. If they're telling you something like this, the best thing you can do as a parent is believe them. Believe them when they're telling you what they're telling you, and try to be the best support possible to them.
Yeah, I think that's powerful what you said. Believe that child.
Yeah.
Like those three words right there, believe that child. That should be like a sticker or a t-shirt, like everywhere.
A slogan on a shirt. Yeah, believe them, you know, because the moment you know, they're telling you something like that and then you turn around and say you're lying and it's not true, there it is again. You're forcing them to be silent and you're showing them that they don't matter. Right?
Right.
And that could go all the way up into adulthood.
Right. Yeah. That's very true. So, you know, you have the book coming out in June, if I remember correctly.
No, it's actually August. August 16th.
Okay, August 16th. You have the book coming out in August. You just finished recording your first season of Women on the Rise. And then on top of that, you have your Woman Unchained, which is the podcast. So outside of all that you have going on, you know, what are some other immediate goals that's on your agenda?
Immediate goals. You know what? It's just to continue to share and to continue to have platforms to speak and to share with other women about, you know, my journey, really, and hoping to continue to inspire and uplift others that, you know what, there is life after any kind of adversity. There is life after any kind of abuse, any trauma. It does get better. You will have a beautiful tomorrow. I'm a living, walking testimony to that, because to be where I am today, really, it's a modern day miracle from God. Really, it is. So I want to share that. I want to spread that and continue to just spread that message, really. So that's the immediate goal. And, you know, to when my book comes out very shortly, yeah, and hoping to do a book tour with that as well.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome. That's nice. So do you have any other, do you have any upcoming events where you're doing any speaking?
I do have some, very shortly, I have an upcoming event coming up at a local shelter here in Canada. So I'll be doing a workshop there, and also happening next month as well. I'll be hosting a gala for a local organization that helps women who have fled domestic violence situations, and a couple other things that are pending.
Awesome. Well, make sure you keep us in the loop here. We're definitely will help you spread the word and keep your keep things going within your journey. We would definitely like to have you back as a follow up when you release your book and discuss the book as well. So we'll be following. We'll be stalking you basically.
Sounds good.
And making sure we keep connected with you. Do you have any other words of encouragement, or do you want to give any special shout-outs before we let you go?
You know what? Words of encouragement, last words of encouragement really is that nothing, and I mean nothing, is impossible for God, nothing at all. Doesn't matter what you've been through, where you've been, how bad you think your situation is, nothing is too big for him. He can turn any situation around for the good. And I am a walking testimony to that. He can turn any situation around for the good. So just really, I want to leave with that. You know, it always, the task always seems impossible until it's done. So, you know what, at the end of the day, God's got this. You're on your way to your destiny.
The task always seems impossible until it's done.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate you very much for taking out the time to be a guest here on Get Lifted Radio. As I stated, anything that we can do for you, branding wise or just, you know, spreading the word, please don't hesitate to reach out and we'll be here.
Great. Thank you so much for having me on the show and having me on this platform. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome, and you have a great night.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was our guest, Miss Sharika Powell. Make sure you check her out and follow her on Instagram at Women Unchained, WomenUnchained, as well also on Twitter. You can find her Facebook like page under Sharika Powell, SHERIKAPOWELL. And once again, I appreciate everybody for continuing to tune in. We're going to get into another song break here. This artist is from the DMV area, Shakis Malik. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Shakis, Shakuismalik. And here we go with We Got Love. Now that we made it this far, yeah, yeah.
that love thing, and it will never fade away. Through joy and pain, through the sunshine and rain, patience and trust, God in the both of us. So we know that love is enough. Said we got a love thing, and it will never fade away. Joy and pain, through the sunshine and rain, patience and trust, God in the both of us. So we know that we got.
Right now, Turn It Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love, right here on Get Lifted Radio. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm going to take it to Little Rock, Arkansas with KJ Golden featuring Olora Shiree with Melanin. You can follow KJ Golden on Twitter and Instagram at introducing_KJ. So her social media handle is at introducing_KJ. Here we go with Melanin right here on Get Lifted Radio. Bow!
They say beauty's in the eye of the beholder. The very essence of beauty you hold her within. Every crack and crevice you hold her. You're beautiful is what holds her, see. Don't get distracted by rejection, cause we're all pieces of imperfection that God has used to create a masterpiece. And his Mona Lisa's perfection. Look in the mirror past what you think needs correction. Is someone beautiful in a reflection from your hair follicles to the soles of your feet? Your piece of imperfection makes the masterpiece complete. Guess what? You're beautiful. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the greatest of them all? We reside within our and outside beauty meet. I can dress it up and be the face to hide them pimples. I tie the hair up with some sweat to keep it simple. I'm talking tied up like I'm Erykah Badu. Don't you know I could go on and on? I want you to see. You're more than what simply meets the eye and behind. Can he come from behind and compliment this mind? Let me remind, I went to school too long to be defined by the way that my spine is aligned. See your standards are like height requirement signs. If you don't meet them, just stand to the side. You're fine, but let's not waste our precious time. Not everyone that's in line gets to ride the ride. But guess what? You're beautiful.
Do they hate cutting my melon? My body's
the same,
hurting by the way they've passed these laws. Don't they know that I'm beautiful?
But if they don't,
take a second to embrace their melanin complexion. It's like the cherry on top of your perfection. What would have you thinking correction gets affection? This is my objection, embrace imperfection. Y'all cute for women with such pigments. Black is beautiful, it's what them pigments. And for the India Irees out there, their brown skin is the truth and I'm not my hair. Hold up, I think it's time KJ switched to flow up. Not talking outside beauty with the inside looking toe up. I'm talking girls wanting to be like you when they grow up. Embracing melanin and wanting to glow up more than blow up. Something to encourage my sisters over her. And something to encourage my sisters over there. Something to encourage my sisters over there. And something to encourage my sisters over there.
Do they hate cutting my melon? My body's
the same,
hurting by the way they've passed these laws. Don't they know that I'm beautiful?
But if they don't,
they don't.
Long, 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 long day in person. Finally, evening comes, so me sit down round the back and read a book and hold a jar. Soon you know me not fi take no shot from no boy, cause me don't have a plan for them. And it no mean me I go send no man for them. Cause if a book them a read and a treat we like clown, who say we have to take it lying down? Knowledge is the power, we control the tower, and rival Elizabeth crown. Yeah, things will be better. Up, up, Mr. Step already better. Rise with the wind like a feather. Fly with the eagle, then they sing like a bird. Yeah, things will be better. Up, up, Mr. Step already better. No matter what the time or the weather. Fly with the eagle, then they sing like a bird. That I never give in, no, I never give in, no, and I will always grow as long as I'm living, yeah, I'm living, oh yeah. Now if Papa run in the way, we slap him with a book, you see gloom and dismay. We slap him with a book, I'll even say, way. We slap him with a book, determination on display. Things will be better, up, up, Mr. Step already better. Rise with the wind like a feather. Fly with the eagle, then me sing like a bird. You set me like better, up, up, Mr. Step already better. No matter what the time or the way. Make them come hunt me down when the troops them deploy. Disrespect all I call man boy. I rather sing one song for them than make my family come sing no song key then. Because I know them think I'm the pass along down. That's when you got to take it lying down. But knowledge is the power, we control the tower. So don't make them catch you spellbound, cause things will be better. Up, up, Mr. Step already better. Rise with the wind like a feather. Things have to get better. Up, up, Mr. Step already better. No matter what the time or the weather. Fly with the eagle, then we sing like a bird, yeah. One thing you should know is that I never give in, no. I never give in, no. And if Papa was in the way, we slap him with a book, you see gloom and dismay. We slap him with a book, all evil say way. We slap him with a book, determination on display. Yeah.
We are the original man, and we existed on this planet 96,000 years before they did, and that's the truth. Come on.
Do you really want to know what's up? Do you really want to know what they can keep it from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loot.
Do you really want to know what's up? Do you really want to know what they can keep it from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loot.
Tired of all this foolishness, I'm trying to get y'all conscious. Radio ain't helping dogs, they playing nothing but nonsense. Tight beat, catchy hook, lyrics all fake like Sandy Hook. Man, I got a gift, I'ma give it a real. We the people of the book, Israel. Guess you wanna hear me talk about hoes and clothes? Man, I can't take it no more. Every time my brother try to elevate the spirit, cause they wanna be connected with the one that gave us all a soul. I ain't really worried about the politics. Whole government beating y'all a pile of in the mix, let's chop it up. Try to lick in the hood, this ain't knowledge, bro. They don't wanna see us rise up, so they try to keep us falling. Black exploit like nigga Charlie. Through the media, we bought it. Black pride was offending numbers, so they told why self esteem down. Took us from kings and queens to niggas and bitches. Do you see what I see now? Hey!
Do you really wanna know what's up? Do you really wanna know what they can keep it from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loot.
Do you really wanna know what's up? Do you really wanna know what they been keeping from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loop.
Yeah, what if I told you that the sky was red? What if I mentioned you were better dead? You probably listen if you figured that I was God and you was a nigga and my genes were more superior, inferior. Yeah, you inferior. I'm curious to how you figured that when I artifacts predate all mythology talk. This anthropology, boss, can lie to them by my culture, but you can't lie to me, boss. I put my feet in the sand and let the sun recharge me. I'm a part of this earth. What they won't teach in biology, what they tell our vision, they implement their psychology. Play slow if you wanna. Can't say that nobody taught you, my G.
Do you really wanna know what's up? Do you really wanna know what they been keeping from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loop.
Do you really wanna know what's up? Do you really wanna know what they been keeping from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loop.
I can feel it like a 100-round drum, but it don't mean nothing if you don't learn something. I don't do it for fun. I can promise if you do the research after each verse, you can see first the truth and murder lies with a single verse. Don't cherry pick it when I'm politicking from the script and hitting with a historical fact. Matter of fact, if you black, what you said, you was killed for that. How was that right? What? Cause my skin ain't white, please.
They created disease for my peeps. Smallpox made in the lab, they put in sheesh, yeah.
Babies on crack, my band is riddling. Heavily sedated to be miseducated. Send them all off to school. Send them act like the fool. Send them on too many days and let them repeat the grade. Bet you didn't know we created the knowledge. So the blueprint from us, how they built their college.
Red cross, white sheets on repeat. Destroy black, it don't matter, they not human beings. Get free, wanna fit, now we segregate.
What?
Jim Crow, but swear we eating off the same plate.
Yeah, right. Do you really wanna know what's up? Do you really wanna know what they been keeping from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loop.
Do you really wanna know what's up? Do you really wanna know what they been keeping from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loop.
You see me? Been the rebel of my class ever since P.E.
Son of the word of the rebel, it's the epitome. I took it to you and to who's in the vicinity. The people been telling me, rough, give them a remedy. So pick up the flavor of Chuck, it's public enemy. Still in the jungle it is, a rhyme animal. Ready as long as I live, and dynamical. Government sick in the head, and on another note, poison is put in the pill, and that's your antidote. Issuing medic insurance for every resident. Who is this not of the purest? Doctor in medicine, part of the demon you worship. Offering reverence, your medical symbol for serpent. Well, there's your evidence. Because they taking my thoughts, but yo, I own this. That ain't what's making you smart. Get off the phone, kid. Look at them sign the keys. Up with the Joneses. These are American streets, home of the homeless. Clothes, cars, hoes, diamonds, gold. We living up. What have we become? Too dumb to know we giving up. Blood is in the air. They scared of the indigenous. They don't want students, brothers. They want prisoners. Put another prison up. That's where they vision us. Jean squares, white trash. Niggas is getting in the bus. They wanna turn the dons to ex-cons. Then raise the price of gas for Exxon. The government ran money. The third world holler. The government ran from me. Don't believe the hype. Black steel in the hour. Rebel without a pause. Then fight the power.
Hey, yo, fuck. You killing them, man. I don't think they can take it. Hey, yo, it's too much for them. Kick the ballistics, G.
A raise in taxes, a trickle-down theory that just ain't gon' happen. You paid your tuition and you pass your classes. Now go and get a job from a racist bastard. The case is heard, the evidence is worthless. Hence the judgments of disturbing verdicts. The cops on the block call him officer nervous. Harassment, brutality, he offers the service. The food planted, the food is rancid. So whom it may concern, baby, burn organic. Damn, the food stamps and these EBTs, brother. GMOs and DDZs. Yo, we building. Truth revealing, internet information, confuse the children. Speaking on immigration, boost the ceiling, ganja inhalation, use the healing. It's been said before, the blood has been bled, the love is undead. One thread of this, and it does become spread. Shots riddled all over the streets, our guns fed. Flaws and gun laws, the kids that peel wigs, turns into whatever it was and still is. Yes, the Wild West, the road is possessed, a place where it's best to know less. Break feet, let me take my breather. It ain't like I got all the answers neither. Let's pick up in the heat of the heart that felt to be part of the revolution. It starts with self. I'm like,
yo, want me to kill him now, Bo Kim?
Finish him off, man.
All right.
Man of the anarchy, son of the Gargan, kitty the kitty is Harvey. Sung by Marley and the son of Marcus Garvey. One that came with the lion that they call it Selassie. Bobby and them army, one thing quick draw me. Why you saw me get all raw and unlawly? Run up the fire, we go, have a
Yo, 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 yo. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida, right here on Get Lifted Radio. Give you a little rundown real quick. We play Brian Art, a little reggae from Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica. You can follow Brian Art, Knowledge is Power, on Twitter at Brian Art Music, BrianArtMuzik. It's Brian Art representing Kingston, Jamaica with Knowledge is Power. Then we went on to Malik the Gift representing Jacksonville, Florida. You can follow him on Twitter at Malachi the Gift. You can follow him on Twitter at Malachi the Gift. That track was titled Do You, featuring Young Swain. And this last track that we played was by Bucks Burn out of Santa Ana, California, Rebel's Delight. That was a tribute to Public Enemy. We're going to keep it rolling. I'm going to get a couple more tracks in before I let you guys go. We're going to take it. Let me see. I think we're going to take it back to Canada since our guest was from Canada. Let me see here. We got Wavy Drexler featuring DeMar with this track title, Okay. So we're going to take it back to Canada real quick. And once again, I appreciate everybody who tuned in tonight. If you're not following us on Twitter, please do so at GetLifted_Radio. Also follow us on Instagram at GetLiftedRadio. And if you haven't done so, check out our website, GetLiftedEntertainment.com, for the latest indie artists. We also have a variety of different categories on our site as well in regards to health, romance. We have some mixtapes there you could check out. If you are anyone who's interested in getting in rotation right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays, please visit the site as well, GetLiftedEntertainment.com/radioplay. And we're going to keep it rolling. We got Wavy Drexler right here with OK featuring DeMar DeFrozen right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. Bow!
Like Benihana, cross your chest like a rosary. Got my thumb tuck where it's supposed to be. I'm a sharpshooter like Bret Hart. I'll zoom your pussy and push your skirt. Place your face like a pop tart. Nocturnal glow in the dark. Super head, give me super head. Stupid head, but she book smart. But top I wallowed in my whip, we bout to ride on Cali to the nice house, yeah, I need a bad bitch right now. Taking out no cool jerk. Give me top like a toothpaste. Digging on my like toothpaste. Should've never been a toothpaste. Cause now you bout it, but it's too late. It's too late. It's too late. It's too late. But it's too late. Ooh, you never fucked with. Down, but it's okay. Ain't on me in my
They said it's history. I'm not watching from the sidelines, no. Get it, man, I'ma get it, man. You know I seen your shoes. You know I seen your shoes. Wait till I find out. Aim in your white house, ah. Don't ever try it out now. You're in a timeout, man. Now that you know that I'm home. PBF, I'm in the zone. Feelings got mixed on the throne. Now that you know that I'm home. LeBron with the rock, or find me in the post. I wasn't born into this. This is a line that I chose. Saw my crush on the pole. Looked at my life like I already know. Working 12 hours to sit on my ass. Fuck, I'm still broke. Steady working by the baseline. Every day I know it's game time. I've been busy trying to chase mine. Why I'm building, take time. She was always trying to FaceTime. They know my voice, I can't die. They know my voice, I can't die. Picture perfect like the paint dry. True color show. Different color diamonds in a row. Life is precious when you hold it close. Man. Too much stick until I overdose. Rolling harder than a rolling stone. I sound better when I'm home alone, and that's real. That's real. I'll rip my life before I kill. Don't mean shit but a dollar bill. Money sounds on my kill. White women know the drill. Experimenting for the thrill. Jack and Jill down the hill, man. Sipping 40s on the well. And I'm still here, I'm still moving. I'm still working, I ain't losing. I'm still me. The fuck if you been making greatness like Rick Rubin, nigga. Change gon' come, keep your two steps, nigga. This that college dropout blueprint, nigga. This that on the block with some new kids, nigga. Let me show you how the greatest do this, nigga. Now that they know that I'm home, TBF, I'm in the zone. Feelings got mixed on the throne. Now that you know that I'm home, spent all my days in the booth. Now I'm back on the road. Back to back in the cold, it's a matter of time. Only true color show. Ask the team, yeah, it's my time. Early mornings, man, it's prime time. Never watch it from the, never watch it from the sidelines. Oh, get it, man, I'ma get it, man. Get it, man.
It's Turning Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Magic Love. We're going to keep it rolling. We're going to keep it right here in Canada. We're going with my man, Jordan Solomon. You can follow him on Twitter at George Solomon, JORDSOLOMON. And this track is titled Old Me. I got tongue twisted there for a minute. This track is titled Old Me. Again, representing Toronto, Canada, right here on Get Lifted Radio. Bow!
Y'all ain't hear me in a minute. Probably hear me when it's finished. I've been praying for my sinning. I know they don't like the nigga that I'm turning into. All this shit I seen and been through. This is 905 and 46-2. And she wanna know if I could whip too, yeah. I couldn't drive, why would I lie? Mama knew that I was coming on my. Whipping that red Pontiac on fire. I'm not that kid anymore. Stop a killer, hit up draw. I got the floor. They want my kush, but it's not for the law. Now I got different bank rolls. Even got bitches, I bought the white rolls. Back when me and Parker hitting J-Rolls. I just cannot be that kid anymore. No, not that kid anymore. Been smoking again. Illidale talking again. I don't need no new friends. Girl, I'm the man in my hands. I need a Beamer, I need a Hummer. Only my day ones, my closest of brothers. They, I don't touch Dodie, it's only my runners. I work the whole winter to heat up the summer. Yeah, only your girls are they lovers. I don't touch Dodie, it's only my runners. I'm stacking the 20s, you keep it 100. Yeah, girl, I'm just keeping my love. Smoking again. Ill it up talking again. I don't need no new friends. I'm the man in my hands.
I need that armor. Work the whole winter to eat up the summer. It's only my day once my closest of brothers. Girls is all on us, but no, we don't love them. Yeah.
Niggas, they know how I go. Text her one time and she dropping it low. Game is the old me to kill with the fro. Way before my pockets fill up with dough. Way before my lung was fill up with smoke. Tripping, sipping to my mission. Knew I would blow, baby, why you ain't listening? Hey, I drop your name, I don't need no permission. Cause now I'm that nigga, yeah, drop it for the kid. Used to laugh at when I spit. Used to walk, but now we whip. Yeah, yeah, girl, they be ringing up the phone. I be barely ever home, yeah. Play me when I'm not around. Maneuvering in and out the town, yeah. Solo, he trippin', he trippin', he sippin'. I get the Honda, I'm switching position. We get two chains, man, you know it's tradition. My name is Jordan, I cannot be pippin'. Yeah, I'm smoking again. Illidale talking again. I don't need no new friends. I don't need no fucking bands. I need a Beamer, I need a Hummer. My day wants my closest of brothers. Told them that we gon' be rich by next summer. Hey, I don't touch Dodie, it's only my brothers. Yeah, yeah. We gon' be rich by next summer. I don't touch dirty, it's only my runners. I told them that we gon' be rich by next summer. Yeah, I'm smoking again. Illidale talking again. I don't need no new friends. I don't need no new bands. Yeah, I'm smoking again. Illidale talking again. I don't need no new bands, I don't need no new friends, yeah, yeah. They know that I've been trippin', they know that I've been flippin'. I've been whippin', whippin', whippin'. We can sippin', sippin', sippin'. Since it's over, I've been savin' up. I've been on the road, I can't make them up. They were sleepin' on me, now they wakin' up, yeah. I know that you check for me. Ain't no Nike, girl. Check for me, that's real. I don't be popping no pills. I cannot fuck with those feels. I might probably hit a mill. I might pop another seal. I might keep that shit for real, all you know. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, 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 Jordan Solomon with Old Me representing Toronto, Canada. We're going to close this thing out with our guest earlier this month, Mr. Vardon himself, representing the Bronx, New York, with Ain't Nothing Like. You could get this track on iTunes. Also, check him out on Spotify. The track title, again, excuse me, is Nothing Like, produced by Cash Jordan. Once again, representing Bronx, New York. You can check out his interview at blogtalkradio.com/getliftedradio. And if you haven't done so already, please subscribe to our station. You'll get reminders of any broadcast that we have. Just to give you a quick update of what we got going on here on Get Lifted Radio, we do have a new broadcast coming to give a little appreciation back to the DJs out there. So if you know a DJ who is looking to get in the mix right here on Get Lifted Radio, please have them visit our website, getliftedentertainment.com, and you'll see a tab there for DJ mix. Fill out that form, get your mix to us, and we'll be sure to get you in rotation once that broadcast launch. Also, we will be going through our long list of catalogs of tracks that have been submitted to us since we started Get Lifted Radio. Well, it'll be 3 years next month. So mixtapes coming soon. We have some upcoming guests that I'm excited about as well. So please stay tuned. Tune right in to Get Lifted Radio every week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The phone number never changes, 347-826-7536. Lock us in. You can also check us out anytime on the web. Once again, at blogtalkradio.com slash Get Lifted Radio. And here we go with Vardon with Nothing Like, produced by Cash. Get this track on iTunes, y'all. Peace.
Rush, got some chicken to snatch up. Get young on the phone, chick, I'm gonna need backup. I'm gonna need backup. Just to get niggas act up. Rather safe than sorry, hit my pen, niggas strap up. At all times, war ready. Don't let the baby face fool ya. All it takes is a simple text. Go on fast, catch one in your medulla. Control, alt, and delete. Shut you down like a fucking computer. They gon' label me the bestest. Me and my niggas, we the freshest. Look at the line to get in this joint. Bypass that nigga, I'm famous. What?
Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it.
Unsigned, treated with profession. Inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make you say, yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted. If you really ready, say, yeah. If you really ready, say, yeah.
You know, you know.
Lift off.